We are on Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. Yesterday we learned about a story at the end of the Sabi de Nezunya. Didn't come to Rav Chisda this year, and Rav Nuna went to ask them. Rav Nuna went to ask them why they don't come this year. So they said because they asked Rav Chisda something, he didn't answer them. So why should they go this year if he doesn't know? So he said, you can ask me anything and I know it. And they asked him a question and he didn't know it. And that was the question they asked him, and that's what we're interested in, was whether an Eved goes out through Sirus. If somebody severs his testicles, doesn't physically remove them, but it's severed, I guess cuts the or whatever connects the testicles to the body, internally. Does an Eved go free? Is that called Mumim Shebegalui or not called Mumim Shebegalui? And Rav Muna did not know. So he came to Rav Chisda. That's what we're up to. And also the commander of Chisda. Now we are on Chaf Hey Amud Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12th line from the top. Amalei Masnisa Boy Minach, they asked you a Braisa. Now we're going to bring a Mishnah, but they really asked them a question that the Mishnah will not answer. But the Braisa that's on that Mishnah will tell us the answer. That's how Rashi explained it. That was the last Rashi we learned yesterday. Not Esther Vaba Rashi Evarim Sheba Adam Kulam E Matamim Mishum Michya. One of the Simone Nigoim is Michyas Basar Chai Bas Eis. A person has a white dot, a white. Now I want to look at blotch. Blotch, I guess.
Nega.
What?
Nega.
Nega, right. I was looking for English. Right? And in the middle of the nega, of the thing, is healthy skin. Michyas. Healthy skin. And right in the middle of the nega is a michyas, and I think michyas is healthy skin. I don't know how it's going to translate it. So michyas basar chai bas eis. Now, the halacha is that the kohen has to be able to look at the nega and see the whole nega at one point. He can't look at the side, look at the other side. The whole nega has to be visible at the time. Therefore, it's impossible that at the tips of the limbs, there should be a nega. That should be metame. Because inevitably, the tip of the limb, the nega will spread to the bottom of it, to the top of it. And when the kohen looks, he won't be able to look at the whole thing without turning the finger around or the toe around to be able to see that side of the nega and that side of the nega. Because the nega has to be a certain size, and that will expand beyond the tip of the nega. And therefore, it's impossible to become tame with a tip of an aver.
It continues on both sides.
It goes on both sides, and he can't see both sides at the same time. That's what the thing says. So it says, Asim Abba Rashi Evarim Shibazam, Kulam Ein Metame Mishum Michyab. None of them are metame mishum. How did you translate the word michya?
Michya.
Good. I'm happy to hear. Anyway, Rashi advice Yidayim Raglayim, the 20 hands, 20 fingers and toes. Rashi has Naim, the tips of the ears. Rashi Achaitim, tip of the nose. Rashi Agviya, and the tip of a male organ.
And a whitish patch.
That's a seis, is a whitish patch. I think it's healthy skin in the middle of the white patch.
Live spot.
Live spot, okay. But Rashi Dadin Shabisha. And by a woman, the tips of her breasts would also not be able to be time of Benigoyim for the same reason. Now, interesting, I saw that the Taisis Yom Tov wants to know why is the tip of the male organ called Rosh HaGviya? Gviya means body. The tip of the body. The 24 tips of a body. So why is that one referred to as the tip of the body? So I saw brought down that the Taisis Yom Tov says that since a person procreates with that, so therefore it's called Rosh HaGviya. Okay, back to Rashi. This is one of the negoim with the siv. Umichyas basar chai baseis, live flesh in the middle of the white blotch. The custom of lechol mare eini akayin, stay kula nearis kaachas. You should be able to look at the whole nega in one shot. Prat lemichya she b'mokim hamishupa. It's in a slanty area. The yoyrid lechol tzad and it goes to all sides. She'en yachol liris reish hanega v'raglav ka'achas. You cannot see The tip and the middle of Rashi. The tip and the bottom together. Yes, what's your problem?
I was saying, being that I try to think out of the box sometimes, if you put a mirror on the...
That's not Mare and Eglayan. Don't see through a mirror. He has to see the Nega. By the way, you have to know this. You're a Kayan. I mean, there won't be the Gon, Baruch Hashem, nobody will speak Lashon Hara, but you know, this is part of your job. But Rashi has Nayim, Vasa Eisen.
What's the basis for saying there won't be the Gon?
Because we hope Mashiach depends on the Machloikas, whether you'll be Bukir or not.
We can hope a lot of stuff.
Okay. Rashi
has
Nayim.
There's no difference between then and now.
It's Machloikas. Rashi has Nayim, Svasa Eisen, the tip of the ear. Rashi has Gid. Rashi Dadim Shabisha. I was Shabisha Einim Baltim Kokach. By men, the tips of the breast don't stick out, so don't protrude. Veins as Shipua, there's really no big slant. So far, we have not gotten to the raya that we want to have for Eved Yaitz and Cheres.
I understand, Rabbi. What was it? Since you didn't know an answer, we don't want to give. The Gemara itself has so many situations. Oh, Teku, I don't know. You can answer. No one knows.
What in the world does that have to do with what we're learning right now? You're going to yesterday's Gemara? You want to know why they didn't come to Shir?
Yeah.
Because they felt that he doesn't know. Why should I go to his Shir?
The Gemara itself doesn't know.
Again. I'm just telling you what happened. You're asking a kasha to Maisa. They said, we don't want to go to a shir for somebody who doesn't know our questions, answers our questions. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, even the tips of a man's breasts are also not visible on all sides. It seems to be a shayla, I hate to say it's a shayla metzias, but it seems to me, Rabbi Yehuda seems to say you can't see the whole neg at one time, and Rabbi Yehuda say you can, so I don't know exactly how to explain this, Machlokes. But Tani Allah, and the Brisa says, and this is what we wanted to know, the Kulan Eved Yaitz of Eved Lecheres. These are the 24 tips of limbs that an Eved goes out free. Remember we were talking about Chav Dalad Rashi Evarim? What are the Chav Dalad Rashi Evarim? These are the Chav Dalad Rashi Evarim. Okay, so far, nothing to do with our Shaila. Here comes the answer. Rabbi Yoimah Vasirus. Rabbi says that Sirus is also Goazat L'cherus. Besides the 24, there's also Sirus, that a person severs, but links the testicles to the body inside, he goes out L'cherus. So here is your answer. Rabbi says, Avasirus. That's the answer. The Tanakhama did not list Sirus. So the answer to the Shaila, the answer of Amnuna, is in the Brisa.
What about the jawbone?
I don't know.
When I said yesterday?
I don't know. I said, I don't know. Benazai Aymer, Avaloshin. Benazai says, the tongue. Tongue is also Eved Yaitz Mem Lecheres. And we will discuss that as we go along. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Lecheres, the Kulan, Im Kotzatzuloi, Rabbi, it's supposed to be. Mum Shibakalihu, it is considered a revealed mum, Veina Chaiser. Rabbi Yaim Abbasirus. Moist of Al-Elu, the Indian Eved, he's not talking about mum now. He's talking about Eved. Now he's not talking about Nagoyim. The Brisa had said Eved. So Rabbi adds to the list of Eved, Yaitzilacherus, Abbasir, the Indian Shame, not Linya. Now, Rashi wants to know, why did they say Shem Vayim? That's not included in the 24. The Rashi was Shem Vayim, the Yitzchak Levi the Sefta, the Behajik Sim. It's a Pasek. Mezul Kari Be Ravu, go learn Chumash. Doesn't have to list what's Beferish or Chumash. But Tanakama Le Poligba. Tanakama does not argue on Shem Vayim. Rebbe's adding something that the Tanakama is arguing on. So Rebbe wasn't going to list Shem Vayim. That's an acceptable thing. Go learn Chumash. You'll see Shem Vayim frees you. And therefore, this is the raya from Rebbe, and the Tanakhama argues, is Sirus considered a mum shebegalui?
Hello? Yeah, I don't know what happened. Yep.
Someone text someone in the share, maybe.
It went dead for a second. I just had to call back.
Called back in, but that didn't work.
I called the Baruch Moshe Kleinman.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't know where you lost me. Where did you lose me?
Like 3 lines ago.
Anyway, so
you were doing the Rashi's.
Okay, I'm doing Rashi's now. As Dr. Rashi, Ella de Baim, Shmamina, Boy de Sabi, the Shaila of the Sabis in the Zunya, Pukta de Rabban of a Rebbe, is Sirius considered Mumim Shiba Galui, or is Sirius considered Mumim Shiba Seser? So we proved that point, but because we brought in this Raisa, we are now going to discuss this Raisa. So again, the Shaila had been whether Sirius de Baim is called the Mumim Shiba Galui. Ramula did not know. He went to Rav Chisda, told him it's a Raisa. The Braisa says Rebbe says Sirus, and because it can't mean Sirus the Gid, because that's Rosh HaGviya, must mean Sirus the Bayim. And therefore, it's a Raya the Rebbe holds, Sirus the Bayim is Mum Shibagolui. And the Tanakhama did not list Sirus. So it's a Machloikas, Rebbe and the Rabbana. Doctor, you had your hand up? Yes, from the outside, it could be visible that something has been severed. Even though it's covered up, again, you're asking me to describe something that I really can't describe.
So can I say stand sure?
The what?
The
it's up to you. You want to say, you can say.
I want to say.
I'm happy to hear that. Okay, right. Fetch Gemara. The Rebbe Lashon Loi. Does Rebbe hold Lashon not? Because we read the Braisa, Rebbe adds Sirus, and Benazai says, also tongue. The indication is that Rebbe does not hold tongue is called revealed. It's in the body. The Rebbe Lashon Loi or Aminu. I'll ask you a contradiction. The halacha is, when a person becomes a Tamei Meis, in order to become Tahar, he has to be sprinkled on from the Paraduma. That's the halacha. Besides going to the mikvah, he has to be sprinkled on from the Paraduma. That is why today, every person, or most people, are Tamei Meis, because it's impossible to get rid of Tumas Meis. And therefore, we don't have a Paraduma. And therefore, everybody's really a Tamei Meis. Now, when they sprinkle from the Paraduma, it has to be on a revealed part of the body. The water has to land on a revealed part of the body. If it lands on a part that's considered concealed, now obviously it was not concealed if the water landed there, but it means at that point it was revealed, but we don't call it gully because it's not usually revealed, then the hazar is not good and he's not tar. That's not halacha. At least we'll see that. Now, Rebbe says that if you, somebody was sprinkling, the nitzah hazor al piv, and the hazor hit the person, the subject of the hazor, right? Not the guy who did the hazor, but the subject of the hazor, it hit him on his mouth. Rabbi Yoimer Hiza, Rabbi says that counts. The Chachamim Yoimer Lo Hiza. And the Chachamim say, that's internal. Now, what part of the mouth is there a machloikas, whether it's external or internal? My love, Alashonai. Doesn't that mean the tongue? That's the part of the mouth. You can have an argument. Do you view it as internal, or do you view it as external? And for the Gemara Loyasvasov, no, on the lips. Hit him on the lips. And there's a machloikas with the lips are external or internal. In fact, the Gemara Asvasov Jita. It's external. What's the Hayavamina? The Gemara Maldatema Zimnam the Cholim Sose. When a person tightens his mouth, closes it hard, his lips are considered concealed. So maybe that would not be considered a revealed part of the body. Because naturally, a person can put his hand on his other hand also and conceal it. That's not part of natural behavior. Sealing one's lips, which was a good idea by a lot of things, is natural behavior. And therefore, maybe that would be considered not goli. That's why Rabbi has to say yes, and the Chachamim say no. That would be the chiddush. It's a chiddush. The Gemara is not going to remain this way. But at this point, the Gemara wants to say the Chachamim hold that the lips are considered concealed because naturally people conceal their lips when they close their mouth. And that's what I think. Mashma, that's why Rabbi said that it's considered revealed. Yes, doctor.
It's interesting. This is the obverse of the reasoning on the tongue.
On the.
The tongue is normally concealed. However, it's revealed when you start talking. When you go to the mouth.
Right, but that's what the Gemara is saying. But that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. Meaning, we wanted to bring a raya that Rabbi holds tongue is revealed. Right? Because before we said Rabbi said Sirus didn't say tongue. The Nazi added tongue. So he asked over here, Rabbi said mouth, which means tongue. And the answer is no, tongue is concealed. It's the lips. So in the at this point, we're saying tongue is concealed. 100%. We're not finished yet, but at this point in the...
Things are the exact opposite.
Right.
May I ask a question on Tumah Meis?
Try.
When a woman who is Tumah Meis gives birth to a child, that child Tumah Meis...
is a Rishon L'Tumah. When I give you Gachavis, you become a Rishon L'Tumah. I don't know if you ever were in a Meis. When I give Gachavis to anybody, I'm a Rishon L'Tumah. Because I am an Ava Tumah. And whenever I shake somebody's hand... or touch him, or touch this table is now a Rishon L'Tumah.
Which also requires his own.
No. Rishon L'Tumah just has to go to the mikvah. So anybody goes to the mikvah, takes care of his Rishon L'Tumah. However, next time he gives me good Shabbos, he becomes a Rishon L'Tumah all over again. I'll mute everybody. 5-star. Somebody has a question, they should put star 6. Not everybody is muted. Yes?
As far as coming back, sorry for the tangential, but there's an interesting psalm from Rabbi Yashiv, and my son asked me a question from Rabbi Yashiv as to whether or not with their first pregnancy they should get an ultrasound. And the Rav Zuchon of Rav said that if he was a Kohen, which he's not, he definitely should, because then they should be very modest about the hospital, which has a special place for Mason, which is separated out, so that once he was born, as soon as he was born, he would not be a Kohen.
Okay. Again, I'm not going to get involved in that. That's a different child. I am not going there.
Reason to,
I'm not going there, but I mean, that's because a kayan cannot be tamei to a mace. Not to, a kayan can become a reason. A Ram Kohen is allowed to shake my hand because he can become a reason. There's no isser. Let me try to explain this, and I don't want to spend too much time on this. It's really off the subject, but let me explain this. A kayan is not allowed to be metamel mace, and even if he was metamel mace once in his life, because there's 7 relatives, he's allowed to be metamel, right? And he remains Tamei Meis now till Paraduma. He's still not a god to go and be Matamei Lameis again. Even though he will not add any Tumah, realistically. So, right, so Mr. Kayan, who lost his parents, and was Matama Lameis, legally, is a Tamei Meis till Mashiach comes and makes the Bar Aduma, cannot go again to be Matama Lameis, because it's an Isser of a Kayan, this week's Varsha, I'll call Nefesh Meis Le'Ave, he cannot be Matame, period. Right? He can only be Nefesh Le'Tama Bamav. That's halacha, even if he is Tamei already. That's the halacha. Now, a Kayan does not have an Isser of becoming a different Tuma. A Kayan can become a Zav. A Kayan can become a Metzairah. Meaning he shouldn't, but he can. A Kayan can be Metama Levela. A Kayan can be Metama Lesheretz. A Kayan can become a Valkyrie. Those things are fine, not violating anything by becoming Tamei. He can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. He can't eat Kutchim, but he can't violating anything. A Kayan also doesn't have. That's the phone. A Kayan also doesn't have a restriction of becoming a Rishon L'Tumah. There's nothing wrong in a Kayan becoming a Rishon L'Tumah. Therefore, Kayan, Rasha, Avram, they can shake my hand and say good Shabbos, and they will become a Rishon L'Tumah.
When we see Rebbe, where?
For those who come to show, they can shake my hand and say good Shabbos, right? So that can happen. There's nothing wrong in a Kayan becoming a Rishon L'Tumah, not violating anything. Therefore, a baby born is not a Kayan, has no problem becoming a Rishon L'Tumah. What the Paiskim are concerned about is what every Kayan has when going into a hospital, that he's exposed to an Avatumah, to not an Avatumah, to a mace itself, and becomes an Avatumah, which is Usur. So it's nothing to do with Rishon L'Tumah. A Kayan is allowed to become a Rishon L'Tumah. There is no restriction in him becoming a Rishon L'Tumah.
That's why I asked about the mother passing on.
Right.
The child.
He can. So the child that Rabbi Yashiv was afraid of, if he's a Kayan, is that he'll be, the morgue room door will be open and the rooms will be open. But Rishon L'Tumah, a Kayan is allowed to become. There are no restrictions on a Kayan becoming a Rishon L'Tumah. Again, I'm going to explain. The Kayan is already, might be a Tamei Meis anyway. But there's a restriction of doing the act of Tumah. He can't become Tamei to a different base, but he can become a Rishon L'Tumah. Right.
I don't know that Rebbe Yeshua was ever afraid of anything.
Anyway, that's the thing. Zuck Rashi, or the Rebbe Lashon Lai, the Rebbe Lashon Lai, having Mum Goli Bitmia, a Pim Shul Tamei. Rebbe Eimer, he's an Avagam Dazar and Goli Bina, because the Kamei, we need Hazar and Goli. The Cholim, Soiger Piv B'Chazaka, closes his mouth with strength, at Shesvas of Nidbakos Miyad, his lips become attached, L'Nishavinu K'Galui, we would think not to treat it L'Galui, Hay Overcome Him, Hayim T'munois, Aydei Chalumois, and sometimes they're concealed when he closes his mouth tight, K'mash Mula. Zokrashi Cholim, Dovershu Mad B'Gyafa, something that's attached well, because I mean it got me Tfiris Arva, right, of, when it's talking about sewing leather in Arva, right? Shiny Arva, the Cholim. Cholim means attached well, yes.
How much of the body has to have the Afer?
The Afer, nothing, the water. The water, it has to hit his body, that's it.
Okay, so, meaning...
It has to hit it, but Malcolm Goli.
Right, meaning if other part of the body had the volume and just the lips, no problem, right?
Right.
In case this all that was.
So I think of my advice. Vatanya al-Shainai. It says Beferish in another brisa that Hazar al-Piv, instead of saying al-Piv, it says l'Shainai, tongue. And Rebbe says that is good. So it says clearly the Rebbe views a tongue as a revealed part of the body. So then why over there the Rebbe says Sirus and Ben Azai added Lashon? Rebbe holds of Lashon as well. Zakta Gemara, V'aytanya, and we have another Raya. It says a Shenitu Raiv HaLashon. This is talking about Mume Bechor. And I'm sorry, Mumem of a Kayan. Or Mume a Bechor of an animal. And it has to be a revealed Mum there as well. And it says, if most of the tongue is missing, that is called a mum. Rebbe Eimer, Roiv HaMedaber Bol Shainai. Rebbe says it doesn't have to be most of the tongue. It can even be most of the part of the tongue that is not attached to the body that does the talking, that helps the talking. So it's clear the Rebbe views tongue as goy. So going back to the brisa that we had, where Rebbe said Sirus and Ben Azai said Af HaLoshen, that indicated that Rebbe did not hold that Loshen was goy. And here we see Rebbe saying clearly, in twice in places, that it's considered goy. And for the Gemara, you're right. And the Rebbe, I am a Sirus, will I be by a Loshen. Rebbe holds Sirus and tongue also. Ben Azai, I'm a Loshen, I'm a Sirus loy. Ben Azai is arguing on Rebbe, but Rebbe is not arguing on Ben Azai. Rebbe agrees that a tongue is revealed. Ben Azai is saying only a tongue, not Sirus. But then the word af is difficult. Af means also. Ben Azai sounds like he's adding. My af, akamaisa. Af is going back on the Tanakama. Tanakama listed 24. So Ben Azai also the tongue. And Rebbe agrees to that and adds Sirus. So the brisa should be written differently. Usually, you have one shita, the shita that adds, and the shita that adds to that. You don't usually have a shita, and a shita that adds, and then a shita that detracts, and that goes back on the first one. It doesn't go that way. Usually, it would say 24, Ben Azai says tongue, and Rebbe says also Sirus. Here we say 24, Rebbe says Sirus and tongue, and Ben Azai says only tongue, and he uses the word also because he's going back to the Tanakama. Why wouldn't the Brisa just put Ben Azai first? And for the Gemara, you're right. Really, Ben Azai should be first. Now, here is the insight that the Gemara uses numerous times in Shas. Tana Shama de Rebbe, the cover. When the Brisa Tana learned, he heard Rebbe's opinion first. And therefore, he learned the Tanakama and Rebbe. Those were the two Mandi Amrim that he had in his Brisa. And when he sat in Yeshiva and he taught this Brisa, and remember, they weren't written down, he taught this Tanakama and Rebbe. He didn't know of Ben Azai's opinion. He only knew of the Tanakama and Rebbe. So when he taught it in Yeshiva, he taught Tanakama, Rebbe. Then Shamanu de Ben Azai. So now he heard Ben Azai. So he didn't know, so he added Ben Azai. The problem of adding in the middle, it breaks people's remembering. They remember it, Tanakama, Rebbe. Now you're adding Ben Azai. If you would insert Ben Azai in the middle, it confuses people. So what he did is, he kept the two, added Ben Azai, even though Ben Azai belongs in the middle, because he's more machmer than Rebbe. So, the Tani, and he learned Ben Azai. But a Mishnah lo zazim ben kleva. He didn't want to touch the structure of his brisa. We have this numerous time in Shas, because they were learning, the Tzaddik Yisrael learns, they were learning by memory. And since they were learning by memory, a lot had to, the way they remembered things is the way they learned it, and they had mnemonical aids to help them remember it. And then you come and insert something, it just messes up the whole structure that they've been remembering. But if you add at the end, that's easier, because you're not disturbing what they were learning till now. So therefore, even in the Mishnayos we find this, the concept of Mishnah Loizazim and Kaima, they left it the way it was and added rather than change it and confuse people. Rashi. Shinito Raiv Haloshin, Inyam Mumei Bechar Shanu Bechairis. This is by Mumei Bechar. Raiv HaMedaber, Mimakam Precious Devukai Lamaila, from where the separation, where the attachment of the tongue and further up, meaning further out, Kari Medaber. That's Dr. Rashi, I don't got the deeper Bebehme L'Shaicha. Animals don't talk. So what do we mean, Medaber B'L'Shaicha? Kari Le Medaber, Hoyeva Medaber B'L'Shaicha Adam. By a person, that's the part of the tongue that helps speak. So therefore, we call that part the Medaber even by an animal. They're always covered. Right? Sirus is in the testicles, which are always covered. And for sure, a tongue, which is sometimes revealed. My after kamer ben azai, akamaisa. Koya esther v'abo amnuyim, when the Tanakama counted 24, etzunagoyim, the kamer Tanakama evagoyim, b'keiris, the Tanakhama said it ever goes three. Vayse benazel in yeneved af haloshen. So he added the tongue. Eloloi gersina, bochi gersina. Tana shamalu de Rebbe v'kava. Kava eto rishaynas. He put it next to the Tanakhama. V'hadra shamalu de benazai. Shei vayse v'loshen levad elo rishaynas. Then he heard benazai only adding tongue, not zirus. Nimtze cholik ha-Rebbe b'zirus. Right? So v'kava v'loshen af. K'may shamra benazai. He quoted Benazai the way Benazai said it, also the tongue. Benazai was not referring to Rebbe. Benazai was referring to the Tanakhama. Boiler the Tanakhama made Tanakhama the Rebbe. He should have put it between the Tanakhama and Rebbe. But Hadala Misni tries to serious halah, then to say the Rebbe adds serious also. This is the way the Tamidim were knew the Braisa. This is the way they had learned it. This is the way they had memorized it. He didn't move it. And they put Benazai afterwards. Once you've accustomed yourself to say something in a certain way, to change is harder. To add is easier. To change requires a rewiring. Rewiring is harder than adding wire. That's what they're saying over here. Yes, doctor, you had a question.
Oh, I mean, not that anybody needs my approval or anything like that, but it seems to me this is part of the Indian that people have of learning with the melody, in that...
That's what the Tracy Show says.
Oh, good. Okay, the music is stored in a different place, and there are many episodes where you see someone who is quite demented, and they will sing verbatim one of the songs they're used, or one of the more remarkable ones. A lady who needed to be actually led to the piano.
Okay, well,
sat down at the piano, played a rather complex piece by Beethoven.
Right, okay, but we'll move on. But the... But again, the site is, we try to keep people... Now, when you have it written, you can make changes much easier because people aren't remembering it, they're reading it. Whereas if you have to remember it, it's all about that. The transitional learns, this is a more difficult step. He learns that shot in, what's the name again? Mechsura Mechsura V'Hachiktani. Why did the Tana leave things out? Because in the flow of what he taught, to help them remember, he felt that those added words would throw them off. I don't know why, but he felt that you have to skip some words to be able to have them remember the whole thing. Whereas if you add all the Ksura Mechsuras, it would throw them off in their memory. That's the Tracy Shalsi side. Same kind of thing. Again, that's how he learned.
What's interesting is, so the people remembered it. Then we're putting in this Benazza Shita, right? Even though it could be not even okay, Ravash's people were possibly trying to come, right?
Okay, but that's
it. I mean, you know, it's like, why would you do that? You, no point of learning.
Because we're learning Tyra. They want to know different opinions.
So, Sir Master doesn't mean to say that you have a bad copy of your Brisa.
Right, in a Mishnah. We're talking about Mishnah now.
Sir Master is a Mishnah.
Yeah. Well, they say it's Brises too, but they say it in Mishnahs also.
Nice, you have a,
we don't have a bad copy.
No, it was intentionally.
That's the Tracy Shal Shita. I'm not saying nobody disagrees. That's the Tracy Shal Shita. Deliberately left out to help things remembered.
The question is, the common men at that time knew how to learn Gemara?
I wasn't there.
What was his question? They couldn't read. What was
his question? He wanted to know if the common man knew how to learn Gemara.
We had this many times. We asked the question all the time. Everyone must have had a photographic memory.
Well, those who learned the Amoraim had photographic memories. The common man listened to Shiurim, went to Shiurim. There's nothing written down. So the common man listened to Shiurim where all this was discussed, absorbed what he could absorb. But he didn't become the Pesach. He didn't paskin. Those who paskined were the ones that had at least photographic memories and were able to be ma'ayin in the sugya. But they had gatherings where they taught people. They learned Tyra. They weren't like Potter from Limanat Tyra.
I understand that part. I was curious if you had any background on
this. I wasn't there. Yes.
Mind if I disagree?
You can, but I know I don't want to get off the subject for too long.
Okay, but you know, Rabbi Kiva did not open a page of anything.
He was an Amoret. That doesn't mean everybody was Amoret.
So, no, there were plenty of people. By suspicion, many people were Amoret.
Again, okay, I think we're having an argument. It makes no difference. I wasn't there. It makes no difference, so I'll leave it there. People did not adopt. Because they had no sitter. They couldn't memorize the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Much easier, absolutely.
What if they memorized all the Mishnayos?
Not the common person.
Agreed.
Some did, some didn't, like everything else. Okay, don't think about it. I mean, there are many Amoratim today. I don't have to go to that. That doesn't mean everybody's an Amorat. Don't think about it. Doesn't get my right. Amar Ula. How come Moedim Beloshel Inyan Tumma De Galui? Okay. There's three things, components now, that we're discussing. Becoming Tameh, going to the mikvah, and getting sprinkled on. If a sheretz touches a person in his tongue, now halacha is, sheretz has to hit a person B'mokim Galui. If a sheretz touches the internal person, he would not become tameh. Only if he touches the external. What is a tongue?
Dead sheretz.
Dead sheretz. What is a tongue? That's tumah. Then there's going to the mikvah. Which parts of the body does the water have to hit? Only mokum galui, not mokum tumah. What is a tongue? And the third child is hazav. Where the Hazar has to hit a Mokum Goloi. What is the tongue? So we have three discussions here, three components of Tumatara, and we want to see how the tongue fits into each one. So Amar Ula. Hakol Maidim Beloshlin Yin Tumat the Goloi Yetzar Sharetz. Everybody agrees that a tongue is considered revealed to becoming Tamei. My Taima, Ashi Yigab Boy Amar Rachmana. Any part that can be touched by a dead sheretz. V'hai bar nami bar nagiyu. This can be touched. Doesn't say it has to be external. It says it has to ashi yigabai. So parts of the body that the dead sheretz can touch without having to go through a system, and that is the tongue. The tongue can be reached, the hand can be reached, the mouth can be reached, the nose can be reached, and the tongue can be reached. The yitzvila katamadami. When it comes to going to the mikvah, one does not have to open their mouth and let water into their tongue. My time up, Rochetz Besaroi Bamayim. The Torah uses the word Besaroi, Ma'am Rachmana, Ma'ab Saroi Mavroi, Avko Mavroi. It has to be external, like Basar. Tongue is not external like Basar, more internal. Le'nechluku, Elelinyan Azor. The Machloikis, Rebbe, the Rabbanon, whether going on the tongue is considered external or internal for Hazah, is only by Hazah. Rabbi Madamal al-Tumah, Rabbi says if it's external for Tumah, it's external for Hazah. Rabbanah Madamal al-Tumah, and Rabbanah say if it's internal for Tumah, it's internal for Hazah. Rashi. The Christian Tumah, the Kaimala Maga Beis Hastarim, touching in a private, in a closed area, Eina Matamah. But Navkalam Mesechtas Nida, Mikhail Ashiyiga by Hazav, Hashataf Tar. Now it says there, Mikhail Ashiyiga by Hazav, the Yadav Vishataf Bamayim. And he didn't wash his hands in water. Now, the Hashataf Tar, what, if he washed his hands, he's not a Zav anymore? Ela Hatvila boy. It's not Yadav Vishataf Bamayim. It's his body didn't go into mikvah. What does it mean, Yadav Vishataf Bamayim? We learn out anything that the Zav touches that's like a hand, and he hasn't gone to the mikveh yet. Now, from there you would say it has to be external, like a hand. But it says, that means he has to be able to touch it, and this is called by Nagia Ki Yadavu. It's like touchable, like a hand. you can take out your tongue, stick out your tongue. But noigim by begolui. Hilchach nega sheretz v'shoyne tamu. That's how the drasha goes. Tongue is similar to hand in the sense that it can be touched. Because the Torah talks about touch, and it says hand. Anything that we can touch like a hand. Well, tongue can be touched like a hand. Yes, it can be touched like a hand, but it's out of the body. A tongue is sometimes in the body and sometimes out of the body.
Clothes are considered not, like clothes covering your arms.
That's not called covering. When we talk about covering and not covering, we mean a person without clothing.
So if you when it's unmokil, that's to touch a part of the body, that means to touch the clothes, then it wouldn't be...
Well, the clothes would become tamei.
Well, for a hazor or something, it wouldn't
If a tamei mace, I mean, if a mace exposed, it's impossible, I should say, it's literally impossible for a person to be exposed to a mace only his clothing and not his body if he's wearing clothing.
For hazor, when they do the... For the
party. Oh, he has to be undressed.
Okay.
Well, his clothing is tummy too. It might need a hazah. Because I don't mean. Well, maybe he doesn't have to be undressed. Maybe he can touch his face and things like that. Maybe. But his clothing needs hazah also.
You don't need that part of the body to touch.
No,
it
doesn't.
Does clothing need hazah?
Yes. If it's tummy mates.
Because the clothing itself became tummy.
Yeah.
Not because they were. Dressed by the man.
I'm not getting involved. That's called Tumah B'Chaburah. We are not getting there. That doesn't. We'll learn Tumah Tara. Maybe one day we'll learn Taras. We'll talk about that. We're not going there.
I'm not saying, if someone was telling me they shook hands while they're wearing gloves, is that...
No, you didn't touch the man. You didn't touch the person.
So gloves are...
Are reaching the Tumah.
Unless they were there at the time of the...
Right.
So his clothing became tummy. That was only the clothing that he was wearing when he became tummy.
Correct.
So his clothing are in Avatuma as well?
Yes.
Okay, but anything less than that. His 100%. Clothing
see, it's a lifestyle that we have no shaykhs to. A Zav sits on a chair, the chair is an Avatuma. Anita sits on a chair, the chair is an Avatuma. Doesn't need a Zav because it's not a tummy smase, but it has to be tabled. So imagine tabling your couch. Person has a couch in his living room. His wife becomes a nida. She sits down on the couch. The couch is an avatuma. I'm sorry, it's an avatuma. Yeah, it's an avatuma. It needs to be titled in order that the person shouldn't become a rishon when he sits on the couch. So if Mrs. So-and-so sits on the couch while she's a nida. The couch is an avatuma. Her husband sits down on that same couch. He just became a rishon. That's what happens. And the couch has to be titled. Now, we would not be having a lot of couches if they have to go to the mikvah. We'd ruin them very quickly if you immerse them in water. And also schlep them to the mikvah would be a whole job. Pick up a couch and go type with the mikvah. It's a whole different lifestyle. A whole different lifestyle. A woman touches dishes while she's in Ida, the dishes become a rishon l'tumah. The food that goes into the dishes becomes a sheni l'tumah. People who are makpid on tumah tara don't eat sheni l'tumah. So therefore, the woman can't touch a dish while she's in Ida. She does, has to go to the mikvah. So they used to have a room designated in the house for a woman to move into while she was in Ida, so she shouldn't be in the rest of the house. She shouldn't be in the rest of the house. So she went in there, stayed there till she became not Anita, and then came back to the rest of the household. But meanwhile, she wasn't doing a lot of the chores of the house. She couldn't do it because she was making tummy. So it was a whole different way of life. We would have a... Now, some swarm say they won't be Tumas Nida Mashiach comes. So because the Chet of Chava will be corrected, and Tumah only came about because of the Chet of Chava, the Swarm that say that, and therefore we don't have to worry about it. But we'll find out when Mashiach comes whether we have to worry about it or not. Yes?
If you think that we have a lot of simple dishes now, I mean, they didn't have paper plates.
Right.
But there have been unearthed, and there are many references to dishes. Stoneware at that time did not mean porcelain. It meant dishes carved out of...
Right, and they were makabal tumah. Kliyadonim are not makabal tumah. Right. So people use... Kliyadonim are not makabal tumah. They use things that were made out of material that wasn't makabal tumah. That was the solution for dishes.
If you want something to keep you dishes made out of dung, so.
Right, but they processed it. Yes, okay. The Rashi. Bar Nagia Kiyanavu, I did that. Katam and Dami Vain Tarak Bias Mayim Betechabe. I've called Mavroi, Velo Shiach Nismayim Lutechabe. It has to be like Busser. Lav Lohitzi Kal Loshin Eina Yochel. Can't put out his whole tongue. Well, Tvilu Lamitis Lash Kachinan. Rashi is saying, why can't we say stick out your tongue and then it's like Busser? So Rashi says, because we don't find Tvilu for a part of a limb. Of a Nagia, Becholcho of a Nagia, but we have find touching Tuma part of a limb. Right, when you table something from Tumba, you have to immerse the whole thing. Mashen came by Tumba, it just has to touch part of it.
Just you close your eyes. When you table, first of all, it needs
closes their eyes lightly, yes. The inside of the eye is considered Tumun for Tvila. Yes. They also close their lips, but not tightly.
Not tightly. Because you want to do
that. Yeah, because it covers part of the lips. Now, there is a halacha, again, and we're getting off the subject, but I'll mention it quickly because Tysus does. There is a halacha that a woman that goes to the mikvah, they're the only ones that really mock one of these things today, cannot have a chatzitz in her teeth, even though the water does not have to enter her teeth. But we learn out that it has to be tayvul bull, meaning it has to be that if the water would go into her mouth, there would be no chatzitza. So therefore, a woman has to make sure her teeth have no chatzitza, because even though the water doesn't go into her mouth, but it has to be able to go into the mouth without any chatzitza. That's the halacha. So beis hastarim, which is what a mouth is called, is not necessary for the water to go there, but it has to be able to, that if he wanted to, there would be nothing blocking it. That's the halacha we learned now from Sukkim, yes.
Is this related at all to the concept of the idea that flour and oil...
Yeah, this is the same you say. Call it royal labila, correct. That's what I said.
If a lady had, for example, she floss her teeth, and she had a little... Then
if you don't... Big Shaila halacha. I call you a local Orthodox rabbi. We don't pass in Shailas like this. You know what I mean? You find out. Sometimes it's makkah, sometimes
Rabbi,
it's not.
Can win. Rabbi, you're a Rabbi.
My turn. Okay. Is the sign up in Beis Elio? My turn. Dug to Gemara, my turn. Now, the question is, by Hazar, how do we view Hazar? Is it considered revealed for Hazar or not revealed for Hazar? What does it depend on? Rabbi Sabar, Behiza HaTor al-Tame b'yayim mashlishi b'yayim mashri. The Torah sprinkles on the Tame on the third and seventh day, v'chitay, and he purifies him, matire him. That's, so Rabbi says, right, al-Tame v'chitay. Put the B'yayim mashlishi b'yayim mashri in parentheses. Sprinkle the water on the Tame and purify him. So we say you purify him like the way he becomes Tameh. Any part of the body that would be Matameh him is good enough for Hazar. Rabbanu Zavri, V'chita b'yayi mashi v'chibuz v'gadav v'rachatz v'mayim. Right afterwards, it says that he goes to the mikvah. Therefore, compare chitai to mikvah. Whatever you need by mikvah, you need by chitai. And Rabbi says, whatever works for Tumah works for Chitai, and we'll go more into this on Monday morning. We'll start Merch Shabbos Gemara over again. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos.